So it was about 3:25 on Wednesday morning. Officers were dispatched to the 2007 block of Texas Avenue, which is the Easy Travel Motel. Someone had called and reported that there were two males in the parking lot that were shooting a BB gun at a electric meter that was located on the back side of the GameStop store. That's a little strip center that faces Holloman. But they were shooting at the back of that strip center. And the caller also indicated that he thought that the males were intoxicated. Officers arrived on scene. They observed the males shooting the BB gun, made contact with them. And this was a BB gun that looked similar to an assault rifle. So, you know, that in itself, given recent events, causes concern because I think people are a little extra vigilant regarding things like that now, right now. Made contact with them. One of the defendants or suspects that ended up being arrested told the officer that he was sighting in the pellet gun that he had purchased for his son and that he wasn't trying to shoot the electric meter. He was trying to shoot the little blue tag next to it. He wasn't very good, and he'd actually damaged the plastic boxes covering the electric meter. And those boxes, we had a representative come out from College Station Utilities, and they're about $100 each. And so you're looking at a couple of $100 worth of damage to the electric boxes. Given the fact that they were in a public place shooting a BB gun, they had caused $200 worth of damage to electric meters. They were obviously intoxicated. They were placed under arrest. Officers were concerned for their safety because if someone had come into the parking lot and seen them and not realized that they were BB guns as opposed to regular, you know, long rifles, then that would have placed them in danger, you know, caused concern for, you know, somebody with the public coming around the corner and seeing that. They had told them they were celebrating a friend's birthday, and so the officers went to check on the friend who supposedly had had a lot to drink. They found him in his hotel room, which was in the general area of the other two. Door was standing wide open. It was about 3 to 4 feet open, curtains wide open. And they did find the friend passed out on the bed, but there was a loaded handgun beside him. So he was also arrested. The officers felt that it wasn't safe to leave him in his condition with a loaded handgun. Easy access to anybody who could come in, possibly try to steal his belongings, use the gun on him, or him wake up and be startled and use the gun on somebody coming in the room. So ended up arresting all three of those gentlemen, and they were taken to jail.